Hi, my name is Anne Yeh, and I'm a neurologist at the Hospital for Sick Children, University of Toronto. I'm delighted to present a summary of our paper entitled Clinical Features and Outcomes in Children with Seronegative Autoimmune Encephalitis. I'll start with some background. Autoimmune encephalitis has been increasingly recognized since its identification in the early 2000s, in particular in relation to autoantibodies to NMDA receptor. These were found to be responsible for a very striking form of encephalitis. Since then, there has been the evolution of knowledge of autoantibodies such that a number of autoantibodies have been found to be associated with encephalitic presentations. But there's a special group of children who present with features of encephalitis who don't have viral or bacterial infections and who also are not positive for known autoantibodies. And these are children which we are calling seronegative autoimmune encephalitis. Not a lot is known about their outcomes or the way they present. And as well, not a lot is known about whether scales for their assessment are of utility. There have been a few scales that are used historically for evaluating outcomes. One is the modified Rankin scale, and the other is something called the CASE scale, which is the clinical assessment scale for autoimmune encephalitis. And the CASE scale has not been used yet in pediatrics. So for this reason, our purpose was to characterize the presenting features and outcomes in children with seronegative autoimmune encephalitis and to evaluate whether modified Rankin scale and clinical assessment scale for autoimmune encephalitis or CASE scales or a pediatric specific version was able to predict outcomes. Our methods were the following. This is a multi-site study, including children from six centers across Canada. They're listed here. And they satisfied criteria proposed by Grouse et al. For antibody-negative but probable autoimmune encephalitis. The cases were collected between 2015 and 2021, and we collected clinical demographic and outcome metrics, including particularly the MRS with a range of 0 to 5, and CASE, PK scores from 0 to 27, the higher on both scales being the more severe end of the scale. This is a picture of the PEDS CASE scale, which is very hard to read here. It's in the paper, but I just want to emphasize the PEDS CASE scale, unlike the MRS, which was a general functional scale on whether or not people are able to do activities of daily living, is divided into 9 specific categories and provides a much greater diversity of range for evaluation. The scores can range from 0 to 27, whereas the MRS ranges from 0 to 5. This is our population. Out of a population of 187 children who were evaluated for a suspected or definite autoimmune encephalitis, 63 were not positive for antibodies and satisfied the probable AE category. These are our results. So just as far as demographics are concerned, the age of onset was about 7 years of age, with a range from 4.1 years, 4 years and 1 month to 11 years and 6 months. And the follow-up duration was around a year at median. 62% were girls. Now, looking just at descriptives, the median CASE score at nadir was 12, so relatively high, whereas at 1 year follow-up, the median score was 1.0, so a relatively low score. Similarly, the modified Rankin scale score was 4 at nadir and at follow-up 1. These are the presenting features that that the children demonstrated. And what I highlight here is that the most common features that were seen were encephalopathy, behavioral change, speech dysfunction, and seizures. Each of these were seen in 50% or more children. At 1 year follow-up, what was especially striking was, despite MRI scans being almost normal in the majority of patients, in the vast majority of patients, 50% of children continue to demonstrate cognitive impairment. When we perform regressions to understand whether presenting features predicted outcomes, neither the overall case score nor subscales predicted outcomes. However, uncontrolled seizures at nadir predicted seizures at one-year follow-up. The lack of association between case score at nadir and outcome is likely due to the low overall MRS and case scores at outcome. However, one needs to note that some issues, such as cognition, are not captured within the case score, and we have a large number of children in whom cognitive deficits were noted. In summary, in this cohort of children with seronegative autoimmune encephalitis, the most common presenting feature was encephalopathy, with a number of other quite common features, including seizures. MRS and case or PED case scores were quite high at nadir, but low at follow-up. Despite this, 50% of children were reported to have cognitive difficulties at follow-up, suggesting the need for ongoing follow-up, careful assessment, and supportive measures. Future studies are needed to investigate long-term outcomes. Thank you very much for your attention today.